Cano's Castle, Antonito, Colorado. Leaving Antonito, Colorado, it's not hard to see the two gleaming towers off to the east, the sun glistening off silver spires made out of hubcaps, flattened beer cans, wire window casements, and whatever other metal comes into the hands of its builder. You drive a few blocks to the east off the main highway, and in a residential neighborhood, you come to the street corner temples created by a Vietnam vet who came back home after the war to deal with his demons. Dominic Espinoza, who prefers to be called Cano, lives nearby the castle in a little trailer and tends to his garden, living off the land as he did when he was a kid with 11 brothers and sisters, his mother a cafeteria worker at the local school. There are interviews where he explains that Jesus lives in the castle and that God built it. Besides Jesus, there are two crossed arrows at the entry to the yard that warn alcohol and tobacco are poison, but marijuana is the best answer to many things. It's normal to wonder about people, but the fact that one man would be so consistently pursue a goal most others would label eccentric causes me to think about personal obsessions. On a personal level, Scott Trex isn't far from Cano's Castle. Cano uses metal and wood, while Scott uses words.